It's about 5 or 6 minutes after the hour, depending on what time zone you're in. And you're listening to the Mac Addict Hour with Nikki Eckler.
David Reynolds.
Oh, Rob Capps.
And we have another exciting Mac Addict Hour for you today.
Sigh.
We're all a little tired today.
The energy level dropped off after about 12 seconds.
Boy, we were able to Mac Addict Hour. And I got a show.
I'm tired. We had our
too.
for people who weren't there, which is mostly everyone but us.
Pretty much with the three of us, yeah.
Last night was our second anniversary party where we celebrated being 2 years old. Where we acted like we were about 2 years old.
Some of us did. I think.
I don't think I drank that much tequila when I was two.
Yeah. You just can't hold it the same way.
Poor Rob. You must have missed out. All of my friends did.
Rolling around at two. That. You know, explain something, I guess. It's that early childhood tequila.
Yeah.
Builds strong teeth and bones.
Yeah.
So we celebrated being 2 years old, which is a cool thing.
Which was a cool thing, yeah. Especially when we started Apple, we didn't know if Apple was going to be 2 years old, older.
Although we were very optimistic.
Well, we were very optimistic, and that was the point.
And we still are.
We still are.
Even more optimistic, yeah. Because now we actually have a reason to be optimistic. Now it's all true.
It's true.
So please forgive us if we seem a little slow. We're all just kind of, I won't say hungover. Well, I will say tired.
That's good.
My voice even sounds funny today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, I just felt tired.
Yeah.
I bet Cheryl.
You'll notice Cheryl England is not with us today. I think she may indeed be hungover.
Drawing your own conclusions, I'd say.
Not merely tired, as the rest of us are. Mm. Yeah, Cheryl had...
She had fun last night.
She had a lot of fun last night. Although she never danced.
No, she didn't.
By the time the dancing came around, I don't think she could even stand.
Basic motor control was a problem at that point.
You'd talk to her and she'd kind of stare at you with her tongue hanging out. Cheryl, So she's not with us today.
No.
However, if you stick around, we'll have actually lots of guests on the show today. Not just one, not just two, but three exciting guests on the show today.
Count
there are so
three.
Many that I'd have to say, let's see, I have to look at my list here. We have Bijan Sani, and I really hope I'm saying all these names right. If I'm not, forgive me. General Manager of InfoWave, and Stephen Lazenby, Director of Product Management for InfoWave, as well as
Hugh Amick
from HP.
Yes.
He is the HP Mac Connect Program Manager. And they will all be sharing a phone. And talking
they're
about...
They're sharing a single phone?
I mean, no, they're sharing a phone line. I think.
They're sharing a phone booth. They're all in a phone
booth. They're all in a phone booth.
The three of them.
Kind of a hollow sound. They have to yell at the receiver.
It was a contest. Only three of them could fit in there. We would have had more guests on the show, but only three could fit in the phone booth.
Very small phone booth.
Yeah, very... Not. We're not saying anything about the phone booth was small. Oh. The men are not extra big or anything. Right. The phone booth was really small.
And you know, InfoWave's trying to make it in a sort of somewhat depressed Apple environment, so it has to keep its offices down.
We'll have to ask them, actually.
Kind of like our offices.
Yeah, oh,
well,
yeah.
They're still holding, so that's a good sign. Yeah.
They haven't hung up. I'm living for the day when someone hears my intro and just hangs up before
just
they
said, you know,
can get on the
I'm
show.
Not going to do this.
Is that going to be the new gamble, the first one that can get our guests to hang up on us? Like, gets lunch expense to them.
Tim, did we tell you about the practical joke we tried to play at Adobe the other day? We almost did. We didn't have the guts to do it, though. We three of us went to Adobe for a demo of a product that I cannot name. And
crap, I almost named it.
And we were trying to think how we would liven it up and make it more fun. And Rob came up with the idea of us getting like three or four bottles of wine and taking it there and drinking it, not offering them any.
just one open, drinking straight from the bottle, just watching the demo.
We were intimidated by Adobe security, though. It was almost impossible to get in that building. It took us almost half an hour to get
in
there.
Yeah, we didn't have the right clearance.
Yeah, then we were going to have... We had a contest going to see who could generate the most laughs, make the biggest joke, and
I generated like laugh a the chuckle, most, and that was enough to win.
And we got in there, and they had their security crush our spirit right off the bat, so we just kind of sat there and watched the product.
It was brutal. They wouldn't even let one of their own employees back in. The woman who came down the elevator and out, they made her stay
out. They wouldn't even let us park.
It was amazing.
So, Adobe's a tight ship these days.
Yeah, they're not letting anybody in there.
After that Department of Defense contract there.
Now you know the big chuckles we were getting in the show.
So are we about ready to take a break?
Mm.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with a slew of guests on the Mac Addict Hour.
I catch murderers, rapists, and thieves. I do it by analyzing hair and fiber specimens. I guess you could say, chemistry class led me to a life of crime. I'm Julie Willey, director of the Delaware State Police Crime Lab. I have this very cool job today because when I was in high school, I didn't think it was uncool to take chemistry. My parents and teachers always encouraged me to study math and science. My older brother was my role model. He majored in biology, and so did I. Nobody ever expected less from me because I was a girl. Do you have a daughter? Instead of a tea set, get her a chemistry set. Tell her a girl can be any kind of scientist, an astronaut, a marine biologist, or even a forensic microscopist like me. Expect the best from a girl. That's what you'll get.
Help turn your daughter on to math and science. Call 1-800-WCC4GIRLS. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the Women's College Coalition.
Imagine Radio. Virtually everywhere.
Back with the Mac Addict Hour. I'm Nikki Eckler.
I'm David Reynolds.
I'm Rob Capps.
That was so
That's energy.
Energetic.
I'm trying to. Yeah, we'll get the
He's
energy
trying
up
to
here.
Blow his nose. Can't quite make it. Oh my God. We're 2 years old. Yeah. If you want to send us cards, gifts,
money
so we can go back to Cabo. Please,
That'd
dollar. If everyone just sent us a dollar.
I thought you were going to say go back to college.
Actually finish that degree.
Get a real job. Yeah. Somewhere that pays money. You can send it to us.
Well, you can't send it to the email address. That's kind of a problem, isn't it? You can send
dollars.
Your credit card numbers.
So. There you go. Send
whatever happened to smart cards? We should be able to get dollars across the internet here.
One would think.
At macaddict@imagineradio.com, or you can send it to our, if you're a subscriber, then you know our letters address. That's mm-hmm. where you can send the real cash, you know.
Is this the actual mail address?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it over the air because, I could.
I mean, it's only printed, on 200,000 copies a month or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, they can look it up. A little research won't kill them. I mean, they probably have a magazine in front of them right now anyway.
Go buy the damn magazine. There you go.
It's like, what, $7.99?
Waste all your time on the internet and get out there to a newsstand.
They take a 10. They pay $7.99. What do they do with the extra change? They're going to send it to
send
us.
Send it to us, yeah.
The two whatever, $2, whatever's left over. Well, what are they going to buy with it anyway?
This is a compelling sales argument. Go out, buy a magazine so you can get the address so you can send us money.
So you can send us a birthday
present. You'll get nothing.
It's a birthday present.
Get nothing? Why they get you they get pages and pages of insightful Mac information
I don't mean
tips
that.
News
I mean, when they send their $2 and a cent in they're gonna get nothing back except
warm feeling
Well, what do you expect to get from a birthday gift when I got you a
you don't
birthday
get things
gift
back
I
from your
didn't
birthday
expect to get anything back
yeah they get the joy of giving Dave
oh
make them a better person maybe make
ooh pass that tequila over here.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Maybe we should introduce our guests.
I think we
again,
should.
Because there are so many of them. Bijan, are you there?
I sure am. And you pronounce it absolutely fantastically.
Wow,
wonderful.
All right. Bijan is the general manager of InfoWave. All right, hold on, I'm not done. Steven, are you there?
I am.
Steven Lazenby is the director of product management for InfoWave. And then I think we also have Hugh.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not in the same phone booth as those guys. I'm in San Francisco.
Oh. Well, Hewlett Packard doesn't have a...
Now, David, you know, you need to be nice, at least, because we're going to be talking with you this afternoon, telling you all about the new HP products that are going to come out that you can't tell anybody about.
So indeed.
I want to remind you.
However, Rob and I don't have to be nice because we're not going anywhere.
I'll be sure to buy him a drink, you know, if he's hungover.
Oh, yeah, that'll help.
So, Hugh Amick, you're the HP MacConnect program manager, is that right?
Yes.
And I never said Bijan's last name, Bijan Sani. Tim keeps like shoving this chalkboard at me saying, say his last name, say his last name. So it's Bijan Sani. I was just worried because I got Bijan right. I didn't know if I'd get Sani right. I didn't want to ruin my streak. Thank you. I got the limited applause. Anyway, welcome all of you to our show. I think you guys have your own agenda today. You're supposed to tell us about a deal.
Yeah, apparently we'd heard some about this involving, Apple and certain new technologies that coming out.
Yes, it turns out that HP is kind of back into the Mac market under our own brand name. We were in inkjets years ago with the desk writers. In fact, at one time, I think we're the top Mac Connect inkjet printer, even above StyleWriters. And then we got into a deal where we were actually OEMing to Apple. So Apple had our printers with their brand name on it. And then when Steve came in, Steve Jobs came in, he kind of, as part of his re-engineering of Apple, we're back in with our HP brand. So Apple, HP, Infowave are working together to get some products out. And the first that we announced at Macworld was the HP printer cable kit for the iMac. Mm-hmm. And this uses an Infowave cable that does a parallel to USB conversion. And everything you need in this little kit, buy one of the HP DeskJet 670 or 690 printers out in the world today and hook it up. It's everything you need to hook up to the iMac, and it works great.
Do you guys have an iMac?
Yes, we've got several in our lab. And,
would you bring it over to our offices?
I tell you, there are a lot of people that just like to look at the thing because they're very scarce at this point. As you know, Apple's trying to get their manufacturing engine all cranked up. So this is a solution that we're going to have immediately as the product, as the iMac's launched. And then we're working together with Infowave and Apple to provide Mac out of the box at later dates.
How's the performance on that conversion? Is it pretty much transparent, or is there any loss in the transfer from parallel to USB? Or
absolutely, just plug it in, and the drivers come up just like they do on the Macs, and everything works great. So it's had the benefit of having Apple, Infowave, and HP working rather feverishly on the driver and everything. So I think people can be rest assured that it's going to be very high quality.
And you still get the same page speeds and stuff that people are used to expecting.
It's operating at engine speed, so you've got a transparent solution. You've got a great solution.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So this is coming out, I assume, around the time that the iMac ships, which will be very soon for our listeners.
That's the idea, is to have these kits in where Apple's got the iMac, so that people have a printing solution when they pick up the iMac.
So how much time did you guys have to develop something like this? I mean, Apple sort of dropped the bomb on us back in May to let us know about it. And
let's just say not a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
And just a hint is when I think Steve Jobs had mentioned that there were people inside Apple that really didn't know what was going on. So you can imagine they were working feverishly, and there just wasn't the time to bring in all the partners. So we're seeing a lot of activity from Apple's partners in the USB peripherals. Mm-hmm. And I think once everybody understood what was going on, everybody's been working very feverishly. And we've been getting great cooperation out of Apple. Ever since they went from selling their branded peripherals to now depending on other manufacturers for those USB peripherals, they've really been very, very cooperative in helping us.
So you guys have seen a change in like Apple's attitude. I mean, has that carried over the past year? I mean, since Jobs has been in power, I guess you would say.
I've been involved with this amount of time for about the last year. I was involved with Mac and HP desk writers for a long time, but once they changed that strategy and they realized that they really needed partners like HP and other people, they really, really made a great change. It's just delightful working with them now.
That's wonderful. What a change! I mean, just from what we've heard. in the past that sometimes it hasn't been so delightful. Yeah. And nice to hear that things are turning around.
And for people,
I'd just like to bring up, why are you guys casting dispersions on Cheryl's character here? You know, I'm certain that this lady has so much class that she wouldn't allow herself to get imbibed too much. So I'm certain that she's home nursing a fever and she really has a cold or something, right?
I think you said the key words there when she said she wouldn't allow herself. There were certain contests that went on last night.
I see.
As you know, Cheryl is not a physically substantial woman. So.
And yet she's very competitive, which was her downfall.
Yes, that's the thing.
Well, I hope she feels better. And.
She will. I think she'll survive.
Well, you know. It's actually good. It's actually good for everyone here because then, if she does survive, we have a useful tool here, something we can use against her.
Was a photograph taken or anything like that?
I don't know. Did anybody have a camera?
Oh, no one brought a camera. I can't believe that.
The memories will live on, though.
For Cheryl's sake, I hope that no pictures.
We could subpoena the waiters.
We'll call Kenneth Starr. I'm sure he could find some use for him.
Yeah, I think she'll be okay, poor girl. She just wasn't feeling well. She sends her regrets to everyone here on the show today. For people who are just tuning in, we are not only talking about our drunken celebration last night, but we're also talking with, my God, there's so many names, Bijan Sani, Stephen Lazenby from InfoWave, and Hugh Amick from HP. We're just talking about the deal they made with Apple to work with the iMac.
Mm-hmm. To bring printing to the iMac, which is kind of an important thing. So
for people who what else does InfoWave make for people who aren't familiar with the company?
Our focus, our purpose in life, so to speak, is to bring printing solutions for the Mac operating system. We think Apple is a great company, and we think they have great products. And we want to make sure that from a choice of printers available, including products that may enhance printing, add PostScript capability maybe to inkjet printers in both a connectivity sense and in an enhancement sense, that we deliver products for the Mac OS. That's what we do.
One of those products is StyleScript, and that's the can you tell us a little bit about that? We've had a chance to play with it around here. And
yeah, StyleScript is really has a product designed to give PostScript output to inkjet printers that are less than $1,000 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy an inexpensive inkjet printer, it could be a couple of $100, and you buy StyleScript, and you get just absolutely amazing output from it in terms of color and in terms of quality of graphics. It gets your EPS files printing just as well as you could get it off a PostScript laser. It takes a little longer, it's a little slower, but it's a real cheap solution.
And how does it do that? It translates the PostScript in software or something? Or?
Yeah, exactly. We are an Adobe licensee, so basically it's Adobe's PostScript. And we write drivers for specific printers, targeted printers, and it is a software engine. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does it on the computer.
And so does the newest StyleScript, does it handle like PostScript level 3, the new
hubbub? Next generation of StyleScript will. The very latest one that was released isn't level 3 yet, but we will be with level 3 support in Q1 of 99, at the early end of Q1 of 99. Our focus has been to, we used to target support for as many printers as we could possibly do with StyleScript and with PowerPrint, our mm-hmm. connectivity product. But in both cases, we focused more on picking specific printers and working really hard to have the best output and best features for that printer. So our relationship with HP is great in that sense. We've worked with various divisions of HP. And one of the latest release of StyleScript was for an 1120C printer that HP produces. And it's out there in the market. It's level 2 today, but it will go to level 3 in the next quarter or so.
And can you tell us a little bit about PowerPrint, which is actually in a sense, isn't it sort of at the core of the deal with HP and Apple?
PowerPrint is, when I started out, I said our purpose in life is to let a broad range of printers be able to hook up to the Mac operating system mm-hmm. and hook up to Apple's products. PowerPrint does that. It lets, in the past, it has allowed parallel port printers to communicate with the serial port on the Macintosh computers that have been shipping and work with the Macintosh operating system. The concept is the same, but the configurations are changing. Apple, as you know, has now gone to a USB port on their iMacs.
Right.
So the physical cable is changing, and the drivers are being worked on in a collaborative way with between Apple and ourselves, HP and ourselves, and collectively as a group, so that the quality of the driver is the best possible quality out there. Given the technologies that are available.
So this solution, I mean, it's both a cable and a set of drivers. One thing I wanted to ask about this is there any chance that you guys would include the StyleScript RIP in PowerPrint so that you could actually print PostScript level output to PC printers that via the parallel port?
We see them as different products. We see StyleScript as a software product.
Uh-huh.
Really that the user that wants enhanced output, wants better quality business reports, better quality graphics in their charts and whatever they're working with, or their small office or graphic artist type people who want to use it as at least a first level output device to check their copy against. We see it as a software solution, whereas with PowerPrint, we see it more of a connectivity solution. Mm-hmm. So mixing the two, we have no plans right now. In fact,
okay.
We have plans of evolving StyleScript to support maybe more expensive plotters that don't have PostScript and add capability.
Oh, interesting.
To those, add PostScript output capability to those. But I don't see the products merging. No, I see them evolving both into the future. And we'll be working closely with HP as well as some of the other people that we have in the past to make sure capability is added to the products and specific units are targeted that we can support as well as we can.
Okay.
I have a quick question for Hugh. Hugh?
Yes, ma'am.
What would you do if three reporters came in from a magazine for a demo carrying three bottles of wine that they would proceeded to open in front of you and drink during the meeting?
Yes.
And not offer you any? What would your reaction be?
I think I could finesse a drink out of them.
You try to squeeze a drink?
So I think I could probably finesse that. If I'm talking about a new product, I could withhold features until I get a drink.
That's slick.
I would probably use
high-tech drinking games.
But of course, just like the police, we don't mix HP, we don't mix alcohol and business.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So, so you'd have to wait until after the demo.
Yes.
The
unscrupulous reporters, who don't seem to have that problem.
Apparently not.
Anyway, we're running out of time. We're going to have to take our break soon for our 2 minutes. So we're going to say goodbye and wrap things up. I want website addresses for people to be able to check out your products.
And get more information.
Yeah,
and
get
stuff
on what you guys are up to. So InfoWave, where do they go?
They go to www.infowave, infowave.com.
Okay.
Is it .com or .net?
We just... Here.com, so both .com and .net will work.
Excellent. And HP?
It's www.hp.com, and then navigate your way to the printing and imaging website, and that has all the information on HP's myriad of printing solutions.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, you guys, for being on the show. It was great having you, and I poor Bijan and Steven stuck in that little phone booth all together.
Hey, I've had a great time in this phone booth. I'll remember that, Nick.
Oh, no. I've never had anyone threaten me like that, kind of. That's uncomfortable.
Oh, I think it wasn't a threat.
That was just
we threaten you all the time.
Come on, you get it from us all the time.
Well, stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more threats on the Mac Addict Hour. And we're back with more of the Mac Addict Hour. I'm Nikki Eckler.
I'm David Reynolds.
I'm Rob Capps, and I think I take it back. I think I am hungover.
I noticed your energy waning over there. It's just kind of like you're drooping. You're drooping like a...
It's kind of analyzing it, like tired, hungover, tired.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
So we have three interesting, nice guests on the show. There are a lot of people. That's a lot of people. People who were confused, don't feel like you're alone. We were confused too half the time.
You're trying to keep track of three voices. It's
well, then multiply it by two. Stick a couple in a phone booth.
Yeah.
And you have the Mac Addict Hour, right?
It's a recipe for...
People are going to be doing this all over the place now. We've given out our secrets.
So you're just meeting with HP, right? You don't have to face that phone booth.
Yeah, I don't have to face the phone booth. It's just HP, yeah. They're going to show us some new printers that Hugh can't talk about, and apparently I can't either. So, like that mystery Adobe product. The black helicopter Adobe product. Oh, shit.
They're probably on their way to get us right
they're
now.
They're going to come busting in, and this haven't even broadcast as we're speaking.
I know, they just
but
can
they
sense it.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably tagged us while we were there. We don't even...
What was that when you called that Microsoft, when that Microsoft guy called you, and you were just like... That's weird. I was just about to call you and ask you a question. He's like, oh, well, I know. We have cameras.
Yeah, he did. He was very serious about that, too.
You're like, that's not funny.
You're scary.
If that was coming from anybody else but Microsoft, it'd be funny.
Well, and Adobe now. Adobe's right up there with
they're
Microsoft.
They're a little spooky.
They're just big.
And, they are. They built a second tower, and it's like half constructed, but people are already working in there, and it's... I wanted to go into like the implications of that, like the sort of second tower that's never completed. That's just people working.
Although the people at Adobe were very
once
nice.
We got into
once
the room,
we got in
actually
and we,
physically
and we
got in there,
sat there in the little dark conference room. It was
once they took off the cuffs and holstered the sidearm.
Once we're in lockdown.
Took away our booze, sat us down, made us pay
attention. Away our tennis shoes so we wouldn't hang ourselves.
I'll need your shoelaces, please. What are you going to do with those?
Dave, do you have a sound effect for us today?
No, I don't. I'll think of one.
You'll have one by the end of the show.
Here's the sound effect of a tired, kind of hungover guy, okay?
Like that had the same sound effect as something else last week. The nothing.
What's
sound
with
effect?
The Dave Reynolds sound effect? Is this a feature that I've missed?
Apparently, I'm a Foley artist and don't know it.
You weren't here last week when, during the last episode when
last time on the Mac Addict Hour
when Dave was imitating Cheryl out. Making money for a Mac Addict on the street collecting change.
Oh, that reminds me of funny. What she was going off on last night. It's like, Nikki, make a newsletter.
Oh,
I'll advertise
God.
In it. I'll give you $50 a month. You remember that? It was like forever.
I do.
And you couldn't even like track down what she meant by that.
It's like one newsletter. You'd be my only advertiser.
Like, news about what? I sat at my desk editing stories again today.
But I already have an advertiser.
I know. You have Mac Addict.
You have no product, but you have an advertiser.
Well, you should closer study the demographics of that newsletter.
It was my underground newsletter. You know, full of with advertisements, not with one person, you know. Wonder if that'd give it away anytime soon.
Hey, but $50 a month.
Well, it was because we were trying to figure out how to get back to Cabo this year. Because last year, for people who don't know, we went to Cabo because we won this great prize. We won this company prize, and Cheryl used the money to take us all on a trip to Cabo for like 4 days. It was really
fun.
So they are not offering a similar contest this year for us to win, so we're trying to figure out how to get the money. And I suggested that we sell candy bars.
And Cheryl, in her insight, figured that instead of just paying for it out of her pocket, she would get advertisement in a newsletter that Nikki would make, and therefore pay for our trip to Cabo.
The plan had a few flaws.
Oh, is that, because she could probably... Oh, I see. I'm starting to tune in. There's a light bulb going on over my head.
Oh, we'll hash out the details.
She obviously has some advertising budget that's very open to abuse.
Okay, now things come clear. I'm just real slow, Rob. You had to actually say the words before I got that. But so. Shouldn't it be more than $50 a month at that point, then?
Yeah.
A one-time.
That's all MacAddict gets to advertise?
We are poor advertisers.
Do you know how many people read that newsletter?
I have a subscription base of 5 people sitting next to me.
And they all advertise, yeah.
Although we did win a prize. Well, I don't think we've ever talked about the prize.
You know, we haven't because we don't have all the details, but we did win first prize in a Folio magazine contest. It's editorial excellence. We're an award winner. We were notified by mail, and we'll know more on November 4th what exactly that means, but we are award winners.
Speaking of mail, oh, crap, I forgot to do this.
Oh, crap.
We have free email. Tell people about it, Dave.
Well, let's see. You go to juno.com. No, I'm kidding. That's going to get me fired.
In tone with it, you can email me at, if you just want to send me a personal letter, some prison guy info.
Oh, yeah. For people who don't know who Rob Cabs is, you are listening to the prison guy himself.
And you can email him at robc@hungover.com.
You know, you should get the prison guy at hungover.com.
Crap, because someone's going to hear this. I'm register it. I'm getting all my mail. Well, I can get them before this even hits the server.
Yeah, that's right. Email address again?
But there are two different kinds of mail. There's Imagine Mail and MacAddict Mail, right?
No, they're all part of the same mail. Because it's like you can get, Maximum PC. You go to imaginemail.com.
Oh, we're
and you
nearing
can sign
a break.
Up for an account. And so I'm just going to talk until there's a break, or do you want to take
it? You're
going to
wrap it up because in 1 minute
we're taking
a break.
What about my review?
Well, then we're going to do the review after the
break. Why don't we take a break now, then, and come back and talk about Imagine Mail?
No, we can talk about Imagine Mail real quick.
Well, no, it's like 30 seconds now. We're so
just go to, www.imaginemail.com.
Right. And get free email. You
free email,
can get email
you can get,
like...
You get Mac Addict, so-and-so at MacAddict.com.
Buy a Mac, love a Mac.
Buy a Mac, love a Mac.
You can get other
over.
Stuff like Business 2.0.
At your bidding.
Rub a Mac.
Mac Daddy.
Big Mac Chubby.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take
Buttload
a break.
Buttload of RAM.
We're going to be back in a minute with more of the Mac Addict Hour.
Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash 4 slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Imagine Radio. We're making the net sound good.
And it's more of the Mac Addict Hour with Nikki Eckler.
David Reynolds.
Robert Cash.
Yeah, the gang's all here except for Cheryl, who's sick.
You know, the announcer guy that was on just before us sounds kind of like Bob Dylan in a strange sort of way.
You know what's funny about that announcement?
What?
It's basically telling people not to listen to our show. Get off your ass.
Get off
turn
your ass.
This off,
go outside. And... Get off the internet. It can't breathe. Come on, pudgy white boy.
A bunch of fat losers. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me guess. Computer con... I blew it.
You did. But it would have been good.
So you're supposed to finish listening to the show and then go out and do something.
Yeah, yeah.
So people who...
Because this is important information.
You're be missing out if you weren't...
It's true.
You know, we just wasted like that last 5 minutes. It...
Yet another show wasted. Pulled out of our butt.
Ooh. Wasted? We talked about Imagine Mail. We talked about...
Imagine Mail.
Right.
We had that interview.
Right. So we're going to go on to a review.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we've done reviews in episodes.
Ooh, so what are we talking about today?
I think you were going to talk about...
You're actually going to talk about something pretty cool.
Yeah, I got the first. I got the first Processor Direct G3 upgrade. You guys know what that is?
I do.
No.
But
okay,
explain
well,
it for those of us. I don't know, Rob. What is a Processor Direct G3 card?
Well, Sonnet Technologies has an upgrade card for the 6100, 7100, or 8100 Power Mac. And it's the same card, and it works in all the machines.
That's
and
cool.
These machines basically have I don't know why, but they're NewBus-based motherboards. But for some reason, the only slot they have is a Processor Direct slot.
Mm-hmm.
And these cards plug into it and basically upgrade your machine to a G3 for all of like $499. $500 to turn that old machine into a G3. And the performance is amazing. I brought in a Performa 6115, plugged it into the thing, and it was just amazing. I built an 11 action Photoshop action where it ran through some Gaussian blurs, some radial blurs, you know, all sorts of stuff. And originally on my 6115, it took like a minute and 25 seconds or something to do all that. And I mm-hmm. plugged in the G3, plugged in the, you know, extension that comes with it, and it took all of 15 seconds.
15 seconds. So it went from what to 15 seconds?
A minute 20, I think.
To 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Holy
so it was like
wow.
a 400, it was like a 400% increase in speed. So
that's
it was pretty amazing.
Fast.
It was pretty amazing. And
for $500, just under.
$500, yeah, from Sonnet Technologies. And, you know, of course, that's probably the 7100 and 8100 are probably a little bit faster, so you probably
yeah.
get 400%. But, man, it just brought that machine back to
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a cheap machine. If you could find, like, a 6100 base to start with and you upgrade it with that upgrade card for $500.
Yeah, you could almost get yourself a sub-1000 G3.
Yeah.
And anyway, this is from Sonnet Technologies. It's called the Crescendo G3 512K, meaning it has 512K backside cache, access mm-hmm. through a bus of 2-to-1 speed. And you can go check them out at www.sonnettech.com or give them a call at 800-786-6260. And I also got just today the upgrade 6100 from Newer Tech, which I'll be playing with and
well, let that'd
you
be
know
kinda
about
cool.
next time.
Because they like announced that, what, back... Many episodes
January
ago.
Macworld.
Yeah, January Macworld. So that was, you know,
almost a year now.
Yeah, long time.
And,
it's, how it's, time flies.
Obviously, you don't have a 6100, 7100, or 8100.
Because this
obviously,
is actually...
I don't.
Rob has some interest in this because he actually owns one of these.
I do. It was cool.
Good for you.
Could be way cool if you could.
Good for you. I don't. So there. I own something else.
Jeez.
Way to stick it to me, Nikki. Anyway, that's about, unless you want to hear more benchmarks, that's about the long show.
Benchmarks
of it.
How hard
boring.
Was
boring.
Oh, they're cool. How hard was it to install?
It wasn't hard. You just pop off the case and plug it in.
And do you have to reset the motherboard or anything?
No, you don't have to do any of that crap or any of that stuff.
I have a sound effect. Drinking Diet
you can
Dr.
tell
Dr.
Nikki
Pepper
really
through
listens
a straw.
To the show.
Wow. You didn't even give us a gulp like the gulp.
I'm a lady.
Hey, lady.
You know, I had heard that rumor, but...
We just couldn't hardly believe it.
Girls don't gulp. Girls might gulp, but girls don't gulp.
Okay,
we sip
so
quietly
on.
Through a straw like this.
Nikki, come on.
Anyway, we want to do tech talk.
Oh, I don't want to do tech talk.
You want to field some letters?
Yeah, I'll field some letters. Throw some random questions at me. Yeah. What the hell? Huh?
Let's off the top of our head do a new.
Oh yeah, that's how it's gonna work when it comes right off the top of our heads.
What was it, Menlo Park South?
New episode.
Just right off of it. Come on, Bethany. I can't even remember what my character's name was.
Man, I can't believe that's a name from the past.
Well, you're bringing back letters, so there's no stopping here.
Well, this is not like letters. I'm not going to make you run around wrapped in mud or anything.
Okay.
That was a fun one.
We're not doing that today. We're doing something really unfun. We're just going to go through the letter.
Well, come on. Throw a question at me.
Okay, here's a stumper. See, this is real stuff because they are totally unprepared for what I'm going to do right now.
I am stumped.
You are stumped. This is a letter from Jason Gutierrez.
Gutierrez?
How do you say that, Tim?
It's Gutierrez, trust me.
Screw you. I'm asking Tim. Did I ask you? I'm asking Tim. Thank you. It's Gutierrez, as Tim said.
You didn't even stump me with a name, man.
Fine. His question.
Bring it on.
Come on, Bethany. Let's get in the stang.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to go back to some archived episodes to get that joke.
Yeah. Like episode 1 or 2, I think.
Oh, my God. Those never aired.
Yeah, they did. They're up on the Mac Addict site, archived. Mark put up everything. He's got, like, the first sort of test run where Cheryl's like, okay, we're just filling time now.
Not like we're doing now.
The G4 processors are scheduled to come out next year, 1999. Mm-hmm. The latest issue of Macworld says they run at 450 megahertz.
Wait, Macworld is a magazine?
Oh,
I heard there was
an expo. I gotta get out more.
It was a newsletter. Have you heard anything about prices or upgrading current processors? Some of us still have the 604E 200 megahertz and would wait to upgrade to 450 if there's hope. What's the buzz?
The buzz is there's always hope. But
don't give up hope yet.
No one has made any announcements as far as how fast these things are going to run. I mean, yeah, sure, they'll probably run 450 megahertz at some point in the future. I mean, that stuff may be true at some point in the future, but nobody, I don't think.
I'm kind of thinking they're going to skip from 400 to like about 1,000.
Yeah.
The millennium. I'd
say like 1,200 or something.
Maybe 500.
Yeah.
To 1,000, but there's going to be a leap there somewhere.
You think? You're not full of shit. I mean, you're actually...
No, I'm full of crap, but that's what I think.
I thought you were just joking when you first said that. Like,
this is, you know, just coming straight out of, you know... It's just, you know, it's all theory, but, you know, it seems like they're going to do this when they announce, like, they've already tested the 1,000 megahertz, right? They've already, like, displayed that running at that speed.
So, yeah.
And they're talking about they've already displayed the 400 megahertz, and they said the 1,000 megahertz was about a year away, a couple months ago, and then about half a a couple months from now they'll have the 4 megahertz. So you're gonna have a big leap. You know, they're gonna collide somewhere, and you're gonna have a better jump.
Yeah. You also got a couple things to. I mean, yeah, you could conceivably get an upgrade for something like that if provided somebody makes an upgrade card for those machines, which are really upgradable. There are a couple other things to look for, too. There's a copper process that's coming to these chips, so that's going to speed them up. And there's also something called AltaVec, which is coming to the Motorola version of these things. And it's in a sense, it's like MMX for the PowerPC, only a good deal better. And early testing and benchmarking on the AltaVec chips look really good. They look really fast. So they handle vector processing, doing things like real-time media, lots of stuff.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Isn't Intel's got to be bogged down right about now?
I would think so. I think Intel's...
I guess we've always said that before, but...
Yeah.
But they can't get anything more out of that. They got to come up with a new... They're just going to start putting Freon canisters on their computer.
they're doing some hybrid RISC stuff, because, I think they're pretty well aware that they're hitting the top of the CISC architecture. You know, it's just
yeah,
boring.
We have another letter.
Okay. Bring it on.
I should have asked Hugh when he was on the phone.
That was a good letter.
Wasn't it? That was an insightful and wonderful letter.
Well, and Rob had great answer, actually. So what's this like?
Fabulous. Well, then again, I thought AOL was going to make a huge...
Wait, Tim, would you walk over there and pat them both on the backs for them? Because I think...
Candy bar.
Yeah, exactly. Dear Mac Addict, I have a 1 gigahertz worth of networked Macs over 10 base T Ethernet with 536 megs of RAM and 20.8 gigabyte of hard disk space. Mwahahaha, that's written.
I think it's blah.
Oh, thank you.
Bwah.
It's like a Tim Allen thing.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, next
letter. Oh, wait, how does a Tim Allen one go? Anyway. Oh. And I was wondering how I would be able to allow my friends to... Man, I freaking hate it when people don't bother to fact check, to spell check
to
their...
Fact check
to fact check their spell check their emails. No, seriously, it's not even... He's missing words here. How I'd be able to... Or she... How I'd be able to allow my friends to connect their PCs to the network, use the shared volumes, and access the HP printer like the Macs do. Eden Morris.
Hmm.
Well, that's a good question. All right, so Jeff has another letter.
I think
letter.
Actually that person would qualify as one of those people at that public service.
Yeah, we could actually do tech talk with letters that we you know, have answers to.
Oh, wait, here's a fun one.
There's ways to go about that. I mean, you could set up your Apple Talk network as like a TCP/IP network and be able to...
What was he trying to do? I think I missed the question.
Trying to get people doing Windows to be able to access the Apple Talk network that he set up. And you just like to, or he or she, I assume, just like to brag about the size of his or her hard drive.
Can't they use...
That's so lame. Well, isn't
this,
what a dork.
Is this a job for PC MacLan?
Yeah, actually, I think it might be.
From Miramar Systems,
yeah.
I believe.
Actually, the good folks at Miramar Systems
will let your PC appear on a Apple Top network.
Yes, and then there's what, Dave, which does the same thing in reverse.
Dave?
Dave.
You do it?
Thursby Software stole my freaking name, and I'm coming after you. But I'm not bitter. No, it's a product.
I have another sound.
It's a product called Dave.
This is the sound of a pen cap going on a pen.
How do you do that?
That's uncanny. My God.
None of my pens have caps because I can't figure that part out.
So you have another letter.
Jeff Matt, he doesn't really have a question. That's why I like this letter so much. Nice. Ew, boy, he says, I'm an idiot. Yeah, all right. He says, the magazine is one of my favorites, and I should subscribe, but I keep forgetting and spending tons of money on the stand prices. Oh, well, I'm an idiot.
We thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. I do buy it every month and enjoy it, and I enjoy it more each time. That's sweet. My parting words shall be, the pink monkey barks at midnight. Okay.
I'd heard the purple one did, but I didn't know about the pink one.
The pink one?
Yeah.
It's
kind of a surprise.
The pink one does, too. Yeah. No, that's news to us. All right.
Well, I got a letter here.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, here. Barbara Hagelberg writes in and says, I really like your show, but it has raised an important question. When you write buttload, as in all you need to fix your problem is a buttload of RAM, is it hyphenated? I really need to know. I'm sorry, this is from Phil Toilet Duck Hagelberg. I think he's using Barbara's account.
You know, Toilet Duck isn't hyphenated.
No, it's not. Is it a compound modifier?
No, you don't hyphenate buttload.
No, not unless you use it as a compound adjective.
You sound so offended.
So, tell us about this, Rob.
I don't know. I'd never hyphenate buttload.
I would actually write it as one word.
That's how I'd write it, too.
Yeah, so no hyphen. Write it as one word.
It's a single adjective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A buttload.
Next letter. Move it along.
Well,
you
I'm on you,
on.
Man. This is across the net, okay? What, you want me to do a letter? I thought you had
Go
a letter.
Go ahead.
Right
Come on, Dave.
Oh, fine. I have a tech question. Why doesn't my key work? I expect the full of the next shoe divided... To this Christian think you This is from the monkey boy.
You know. Have to...
Ow, paper cut.
Okay. Dear Mac Addict Hour. A couple of years ago, I purchased a new computer, Performa 6400 180, that came with a new monitor. Everything was working great, especially with my new 3DFX card, until about a month ago. Performa 6400 could take a...
Yeah, it's got 2 7-inch PCI cards.
So it does? Wow, yeah. I did not know that. Then my monitor started to go wacko.
And this is a multiple scan 15-inch display. First, I lost the color red in all my monitor. Instead, it replaced it with a dark yellow. Next, my monitor began to make everything shaded red. This was really annoying. Next, my monitor shaded everything blue and lost the color green. How can I fix this? Is there a way out if I can get another free monitor, even if my guarantee has run out? Thanks, Peter.
Peter, stop eating the mushrooms.
Good God.
Peter, that bread has gotten moldy. P.S. I tried to plug my monitor into different electrical sockets in my house and it didn't work. Disabling my 3D effects card didn't work either.
It sounds like you've got a hardware problem with your monitor. Sometimes monitors, they have three guns. They have a red, a green, and a blue gun. And when one of those guns goes out, then you get color cats. For example, if the green gun goes out, then you get red and blue. I'm sorry, if the blue gun goes out, you get red and green, which makes the yellow cast. So that's what you're seeing there. If two guns go out, then you have other problems. So what you want to do is, if you're plugging it into different computers and you're still having the same problem, then you got a monitor problem, you should buy a new one.
Cool.
Okay, so that was quite a quick wrap up. I was expecting.
Well, you're sitting here going wrap the hell
up. Oh yeah, but you just stop.
So here's another one, dear Mac A.
No, you.
I don't gotta worry about time.
That's your problem, man.
Let me first say that I love your magazine. Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for you to say. So.
Yeah, all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take a break?
Welcome to the Young Executives Outdoor Survival Course. I'm Bob, your instructor.
Hi, Bob.
First off, can anyone tell me the proper way to put out this campfire?
Ooh, assemble a committee with all key department heads?
Oh, that's awesome. Let's get research involved.
Don't forget legal.
Hold on, folks. To put out a campfire, all you have to do is pour water on it, like this.
Oh.
Then stir it and cover it with dirt. Now, isn't that easy?
Committee?
Well, maybe. I say yes.
Let's vote on it.
A message from the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Advertising Council.
You're listening to up to Imagine Radio.
And you've been listening, actually, to the Mac Addict Hour. It's been a great show. I'm Nikki Eckler.
I'm David Reynolds.
I'm Rob Capps.
And, we really enjoy being here for you for the last 60 minutes, providing you with all kinds of Macintosh fun.
Entertainment.
News.
Content.
Insightful. Interviews.
And an email address. Send your letters to prisonguy@hungover.com.
Prisonguy@hungover.com.
Send your money to...
I'm sure he will be appreciative.
And send your birthday wishes to MacAddict@imagineradio.com.
We celebrate our second birthday.
As we turn two. Hopefully we'll be around for three, maybe even four.
I think we'll be around for a few more years.
Although I don't know if the show will. Maybe we might have two left. Two left in us? Three? Four?
Oh, I think we'll go longer than that.
It'll depend on the letters.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us how much you love the show? Because they're... Because we want to keep it alive.
Just because we want letters. Stinky, desperate ploy to get
Prison
more
guy
letters.
At hungover.com.
So, stick around for some news or something, and we'll be back next episode with more Mac stuff.